Okay, it's Sunday morning, 6:07:20. The Prophet's Corner Uncut. I just titled this The State of the Union. It's time to come out of Babylon. Babylon is a system of the God of this world. But Babylon is also a mindset. As the children of Israel came out of Egypt, problems began to develop. They almost immediately began to say they wanted to go back there. They wanted what they were familiar with rather than what God wanted for them. They were under socialism. They yearned for the flesh pots, forgetting the slavery that they were subjected to. They did not know how to be free men. They even despised God's bread that came straight from heaven. Consuming manna caused divine health. Nonetheless, they despised it. Today is just like in the days of Moses. Few from the older generation made it out. They physically came out, but not mentally. Joshua and Caleb had a different spirit, and they inherited the promised land, and the younger generations that had no remembrance of the propaganda that their parents and grandparents were conformed to. Don't be surprised today when you see many that will not come out. They have been in the slavery socialistic system too long. Just take a look at organized religion. The doctrines of men, aka Satan, has nullified the Word of God. Thank God for Joshua and Caleb's of today, and for the younger ones coming up that can be changed. Yes, they will hear the truth of the gospel and embrace it and be thankful. Joshua and Caleb took in their younger generations. They inherited and they were blessed. Beware, just like in Moses' day, the Karahs. We're even now seeing this happening in our nation. I'm not going to read it because I've read too much already this morning. But in Karah's rebellion, they thought that they knew better. And God destroyed them. In fact, the earth opened up, swallowed them, and everything. Their houses, their children, their wives. That's Numbers chapter 16, if you want to read that. Sweet. The Lord said, speak this. In the name of Jesus, I speak godly counsel around the president spiritually and naturally. The president doesn't need pastors advising him. He needs a plumb line prophet. Remember Jehu. The prophet and the king. Prophet and the king. Right now, some on his pastoral council are criticizing him. They need to be fired. I said, you're fired! Some of them have an agenda. One of them has a 60,000-member church. Some of them have an agenda, and it's not God's. Thank you, Lord, that the president has wisdom to know who is for him and who is against him in Jesus' name, just like Jehu. The politically correct religious leaders are lashing out right now at the president over the current crisis. I won't mention names, but I'm so ashamed of them and no longer have any respect for them. May God be their judge. Judging has begun at the house of God first, and we are seeing the church swamp creatures rising to the top to put in their 2 cents worth that no one wants to hear. They no longer have a place to hide, and they are showing their true colors. God is draining the swamp. He is exposing their hypocrisy. All glory to his holy name. Yes, God is bringing it all out into the open. The evangelical church leaders are siding with the swamp and criticizing the president. All right, Romans 13:4. For he is the minister of God to thee for good, but if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wow. It's time to come out of Babylon, for it is a sewer, and we can see pollution all across the land. I hope for this that there will be a mass exodus out of the churches. Even one of the pastors on the president's council lashed out at POTUS and even went on one of the swamp networks to do it. Shameful. In Jesus' day, he called them vipers and dead men's bones. Well, I say, timber, you're fired. From this moment forward, whatever any of these swamp creatures do, they are setting their own trap. The trap they set for POTUS or us Did you get that part of POTUS is us? POTUS is doing what he is doing for us. POTUS, us. Supreme Court, SCOTUS, us. FLOTUS, us. Whatever they plot here on out will be their downfall. Whatever they plot here on out, they're setting their own fate. Haman's been hung on the gallows. All their horses and riders have been thrown into the sea. Genesis 50:20, Joseph made this statement. But as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good to bring to pass as it is this day to save much people alive. The swamp aims to kill us all, but God says no. I will turn it all around on you. Amen. I have just a little bit right here. I wanted to, this was updated. The last time it was updated was April the 1st, 2000, before 9/11. It says, please distribute Operation Vampire Killer to as many police officers, National Guardsmen, military officers that you can. But what it's about here, it's talking about what we're seeing happen right now. It's about the swamp. This is how long. I mean, this is 20 years ago. It's talking about right here. They're here and describe plan to halt this un-American activity can succeed only with the combined efforts of the people's protectors, the police, the guardsmen, and the military, and their countrymen in the private sector. What has just happened? The president has called in the military. The Q Post of 2 years ago was saying the very same thing. He's called in the military. This is going to have to happen because of the combination of the National Guard, the police, and the military. And what are the left trying to do right now? They're trying to defund the police and disband police, period. Mm-hmm. Well, it won't happen, but yeah. Okay. Sedition, knowingly becoming a member of any organization which advocates the overthrow or reformation of the existing former government of this state by violence or unlawful means. The facts and information about some of the persons and their actions listed in this special report is prima facie evidence of their long involvement in activities directly designed to overtly overthrow the lawful. I heard someone mention this. In fact, I had copied it off, and I heard Gene on the Decode mention this document. Constitution of Government of the United States of America. These individuals thus hope to deliver the people of the U.S. into the hands of a foreign power known as the United Nations, which is actually an oligarchy of the world's super rich who have no allegiance to any one nation and who control the U.N. from behind the scenes. As the reader will find, many of these persons are or have been members of the various organizations that have as their purpose the destruction of the Constitutional Republic. Note, or not all of the people listed in the report are involved in treason and sedition against the United States. Some of the individuals listed and quoted are presenting evidence of these crimes committed by others or are listed, quoted, for informational purposes only. As patriotic Americans all of all races, religions, and political beliefs, we claim our right to defend our republic from all enemies, foreign and domestic. This educational work is one such attempt. The New Age, New World Order government plan, many of our nation's internal protectors know of the well-laid plan which will culminate in the year 2000 to usher the United States along with the rest of the nations of the world into a utopian global community allegedly under the control of a philanthropic United Nations. A great many of our fellow officers and National Guardsmen are taking a stand against this plan because they realize that their fellow Americans were never allowed to know of this plan nor given the opportunity to vote on such a change in their government. In addition, the officers were concerned patriots and realized that this plan of world domination is injurious in the extreme and a total fraud perpetrated against the people of the world. The publication outlines the plan of these American internal protectors, which they believe will stop this diabolical agenda. Allegedly, this new order is being set up to save the people of the world from a whole variety of imminent life and world-threatening disasters. Of those sworn protectors of the people that are aware of this global scheme, few realize that the actual behind-the-scenes plan is for an oligarchy of the world's richest families to place half the masses of the earth in servitude and under complete control, administered from being the false front of the United Nations. So the name of this operation is called Operation Vampire Killer. It involves the awakening and education of our fellow officers to the extreme need for them to take an immediate and active role in assisting their fellow Americans in stopping this plan for world domination using every lawful means available. These elites and their families have made most of their massive fortunes off the American people and have dedicated entire lifetimes to using public funds to subjugate the people to the will of their new world aristocracy. The Special Police Officer publication is a private endeavor and is dedicated to those sworn protectors of the people who refuse to play a role in enslaving their countrymen. We are proud of these brave officers who are presently assisting other patriotic Americans of all races and creeds in halting this program for world domination called the New World Order or the New Age. I could go on. It's like 12 pages long, but I just wanted you to know this has been... God has been using, raising up people for a long time to work on this plan to do what we're seeing happen right now. We know for sure, even the plan to save the world, it talks about that they asked President, Donald Trump to run for president for this particular reason, because it was a plan to save the world. So this gave me comfort that this isn't being done in a corner and this isn't just something that just came upon us, but it's been in the works a long time. There's no telling how many years before even this that these men were working, and there's no telling how many aren't even alive anymore from 20 years ago. But this has been ongoing, and they've been working on this for a long time. And as I told Danny, some kind of general about Q. And he said, Q is made up of, it's the Northern Army of Virginia, and that there's like 800 of them that are just experts in the field as far as intelligence and just any kind of warfare and stuff. Mm-hmm. They're the ones that advise Q. Mm-hmm. So, and he said, as far as I'm concerned, except for the indictment part of it and knowing when it's going to happen and not going to happen, Q's been right on in all of his assessments. The team has been right on, and they're right on target. So that made me feel better knowing that God's working the plan. He said to trust the plan. Okay.